Our top story, Yemen's Ansarullah movement has strongly slammed the latest Saudi attack on Hodeidah province. Ansarullah spokesman Muhammad Abdus Salam has accused Riyadh and its allies of, quote, dangerous escalation. He said the airstrikes threaten the UN-brokered ceasefire accord on the Red Sea port city of Hodeidah. On Thursday, Saudi Arabia announced the start of a military operation in the Yemeni city, conducting 4 airstrikes there. In June last year, fighting broke out in Hodeidah after Riyadh and its allied forces launched a ground operation to take the city from Ansarullah. The UN brokered a ceasefire in December to end the fighting that had actually taken its toll on civilians. Hodeidah is a main entry point of humanitarian aid to Yemen. Let's shed some light on the different aspects of that story through the help of Mr. Professor Kenneth Farrow. He is a university lecturer who's joining us via Skype out of London itself. Thank you very much, Professor, for joining this broadcast. First of all, it was supposed that the city be untouched, be unattacked right now. I believe in retaliation for what's happened in Saudi Arabia's oil installations, they have actually forgotten about the accord altogether. Your reaction to that?
Well, clearly the attack on Saudi Arabia has been used as an excuse to escalate the tensions in the region and to try to choke the flow of aid into Yemen, which is badly needed by the people. The general context of this that people need to be aware of is that Yemen is 168th out of 177 countries ranked by United Nations in terms of life expectancy, education, and standard of living. So a country which is oil rich being so low in the rankings, according to the UN, is an indication of what Saudi Arabia is trying to do to the country. Yemen has been underdeveloped. It is the poorest Arab state. And there's no reason for that other than the attacks that have been taking place by Saudi Arabia, the coalition, including the United States. Now, the reason for that, of course, is that Saudi Arabia do not want to see what the Houthi resistance have asked for, which is a much more democratic Yemen, which represents the rights of all the people in the country, because that kind of democratic model is a threat to Saudi Arabia. And so Saudi Arabia will use any excuse to attack Yemen. And also, this particular series of attacks is probably intended to encourage the United States involvement in what's going on there, to the level of escalating it to a war with the United States heavily involved. Of course, we know that the US is providing aid to Saudi Arabia, military aid to Saudi Arabia, and of course has supported all Saudi Arabia's actions.
Of course, Professor Farrow, you mentioned the role of the United States as we speak. They were in their recent tour of the region, again, right after the Saudi oil installation attacks, they were trying to actually find reasons to frame Iran in the attacks. It's very interesting now that you also agree that the escalation on the part of Saudi Arabia and its recent attack on Hodeidah basically kind of stems from the retaliation that they wanted to make for the attack. And, you know, at the same time, framing Iran. So how does that work, Professor? Tell us that on the one hand, through the help of the U.S., you say that Iran was behind the attacks, and in retaliation for that, you attack Yemen.
Well, I don't think there's any logic in what Saudi Arabia are trying to do. They're quite desperate to make sure that they continue to be supported by the United States. Recently, this week, there was a survey done of the population in the U.S., and only 13% of Americans supported U.S. military involvement in Saudi Arabia. Of course, they're completely unaware that the U.S. is already involved heavily in Saudi Arabia. And I think these kind of figures are what the Saudis are worried about. So I think they'll use any pretext in the next few weeks and months to try to make sure that that Yemen is destabilized and the problems that the Yemenis experience continue. Because while there is a problem in the region, they can continue to expect United States support, and the connection between the United States, particularly in terms of Aramco and oil, is something which the Saudi Arabians want to hold on to. Without the support of the United States, Saudi Arabia would be in a very different position than it is today. And so I think they escalate at any length to be able to keep calling on the United States for help.
And one more thing, Professor. Well, Yemen has been under different kinds of sanctions by Saudi Arabia during the past 4 years, and under all kinds of attacks, and yet they have been able to retaliate at least part of their casualties and the losses that they have under these circumstances. You know, case in point, the recent attack on the oil installations. Don't you think? You tell us, what kind of logic is there in Saudi Arabia now that they see that under this much pressure, they've been able to actually gather up their forces and, you know, perform all kinds of drone attacks on their airports, you name it, and now on the oil installations. Why is it that when they know Yemen is going to fire back, they still want to pursue with more pressure?
Well, obviously, there's a hypocrisy involved here in terms of the position of Saudi Arabia, because on the one hand, they're claiming that they're trying to bring peace to the region, and on the other hand, it uses every opportunity to use the arms which is provided by the United States. Of course, I think they were surprised at the power and the success of the recent attack on the oil fields. This is not a surprise to people who have been watching the region. Because the Houthis are not to be taken lightly. They're fighting for their country. They're fighting for survival, and the Saudis are simply fighting to keep the money rolling in. And so those very different positions, one country, which one group in Yemen, which wants resistance, wants sovereignty of its country, and the other country, Saudi Arabia, which wants to dominate Yemen. And so this friction between these two positions will continue. And of course, the attacks that took place last week could be repeated again. We could see a position where the whole of the Saudi output is affected by the attacks. And if that were to happen, obviously that would escalate it to a much higher level than it already is. So we'll have to see what the situation is in terms of how Nasrallah will, Ansarallah will react and see how the Saudis react. But of course, the position of the United States is very confused. On the one hand, they're talking about being loaded and ready to attack Iran. On the other hand, they're talking about they don't want conflict in the region. Right. So it's a very, very muddy picture at the moment. But what will continue, of course, will be the resistance of the people of Yemen for the control of their own country.
Of course. Thank you very much, Kenneth Farrow, professor, university professor out of London.